Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Josh Davis, and Dr. Kenneth Hill will be here to discuss our ministry's special time of gleanings. As you're searching for those last-minute Christmas gifts for your family and friends, let me encourage you to check out this year's SWRC calendar. Each year, Watchmen on the Wall and SWRC presents its prophecy calendar. This special resource benefits you and the prisoners we serve through our Onesimus Prison Outreach Ministry. This year, the calendar is truly spectacular, with stunning pictures from the Holy Land and added bonuses that I know you'll enjoy. Southwest Radio Ministries creates this unique calendar filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Calendars are ready to ship today. Order yours when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order on our website, swrc.com. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Staff Evangelist Josh Davis, and Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill.
Welcome, my friend. This is Kenneth Hill. I'm president of the organization, Southwest Radio Church of the Air Incorporated. And we've got a special program today, and I've been asked to be here, and I'm excited about it because I love being on the radio and talking to our friends who are the supporters and the listeners to this Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. Today, Dr. Larry Spargimino is with us, as is Josh Davis, and he is causing trouble, as always. Being our staff evangelist is a job that is requiring a lot of his time and a lot of work, but God is blessing, and God is blessing in all of the activities here. Now, we want to talk about a special time of the year that is right now. Of course, folks know it as First Advent celebration or Christmas. They see it as the end of the year. They see it as Cardinal Letter Month here at Southwest Radio Church Ministries. But even more than that, we have a process of concern that we go through called gleanings. And we are in that time of gleanings here. And Brother Larry Spargimino, welcome, and please, where's this gleanings thing coming from?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Kenneth. You are my mentor in Christian communications and also a neighbor of many, many years, so this is a privilege. If we go to Leviticus 19, verses 9 and 10, we have the biblical teaching on gleanings. Basically, it's a demonstration of compassion for the needy. It was also a way of helping the foreigners, the non-Jews. They did not own property. How could they survive? Well, gleanings was one of the ways. And so, when you reap a harvest, you must not reap in the corners of your field. Leave some of the harvest there for the disadvantaged. A person who had a vineyard, for example, was not supposed to harvest every grape. This was really the application of Leviticus 19:18, which says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Throughout the Old Testament, of course, we see compassion. Sometimes people say, well, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth seems barbaric. But actually, in the ancient law codes, it was far worse. If you were in a fight with someone and you lost an eye, the ancient code said something, you could murder his own family and destroy his land, even though that person only took an eye. The penalty was unequal to the crime, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. When we come to the Old Testament, we need to remember there is so much mercy, so much compassion. God is looking out for those who have need. And certainly we all come to a time in our lives when we have special needs. And God is there. He's willing to step into our life circle and be our redeemer, our encourager, and to meet those needs.
Brother Larry, I've got a question for you. Was this just once a year, or was this more often, this gleanings that is in Scripture?
Well, I think it was during the harvest time, and sometimes different crops grow at different times, and there are different times of harvest. So this provided a way of continuous good things, goodies for poor people and for the disadvantaged. And I think it worked out in a very wonderful way that everybody who had these special needs had their needs met in this way.
Well, it was God's provision, and it came just as the need was there as well. And when the harvest was being received, then you had harvest not only for the person who owned the field, but you had harvest for those who had need beyond that of the owner. God was so good in making that provision. You know, the economy that we find, the financial economy that we find in the Old Testament is quite different than what we find in societies today. Whether it be in other countries or in the United States, we don't have the Jewish system. Under the Jewish system, there was never much inflation, because every 6 years or so, everything was equaled out again. And you didn't have to worry about constant inflation. It ended abruptly. When you went into the times of celebration and fallow ground, you know, this thing of gleanings was important and still is. So apply that to us today, Brother Larry Spargimino. How are the gleanings being interpreted and being used by Southwest?
Well, certainly Southwest Radio Church has many needs, and especially now because we are growing. We have had many changes. I think your son, Matthew Hill, is CEO. He's a tremendous guy. I've known him from a little childhood. And we're into many, many new projects to help meet the needs of our listeners. We want to give them the best. We want to have a variety of platforms and ways of letting them know, keeping up with us, seeing our needs. And I think the application is manifest in so many wonderful ways. And I know that most of our listeners, you know, they're facing a very, very difficult time economically wise, because our economy is not good. But I know that we are so appreciative of those who give sacrificially. And like I say, I know there are a lot of listeners who are hurting, and so much of their giving is sacrificial giving. But you know, Ken, and I'm sure you're very aware of this, that's a sign to us that they sincerely love this ministry, and they show it by sacrificially giving to us. And we promise them publicly that Southwest Radio Church will continue to defend the fundamentals of the Christian faith as we have been doing for the last 90 years. And the need is great today, and I think even greater than when we began our ministry in April of 1933.
Amen. And I appreciate the fact that our listeners pray for us and give to the work of Southwest Radio Church, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be here. And I think there's a greater need now in many ways than there was in 1933. When Brother Weber started the ministry, it was to use a new technology. It's amazing to me to see the technologies that are being used now by this ministry to reach around the world. And Brother Josh Davis is going to tell us about a few of those things that bear upon the need for this time of gleanings.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Hill, and thank you, Pastor Larry. It's great to be with both of you. And this time of gleanings is a special time for Southwest Radio Ministries and from what I gather, working here just over a year, that this is a key time of year for us to hear from our friends around the country. Many people will send in an extra offering. Our ministry isn't supported by any major group or anything like that. It's just from folks all across America who partner with us to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to this world while we have time. And our staff has been praying for some special projects that we have undertaken and that we are seeking God's direction on. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do in the year 2024. Who knows when the rapture may come? And we're making plans as if we're going to be here all of 2024. I think it's biblical to make those plans, to sow the seed, to get the seed out there, and to hopefully pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth more laborers into his harvest. And we want to partner together with our friends to bring the harvest in as God provides for us. A couple of specific projects that our ministry is working towards. And by the way, friends, if you'd like to partner with us financially, you can do so by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And you can always give online at our website. That's swrc.com, swrc.com. God opened up an opportunity for us to travel to Israel. This was thanks to a generous gift that was left in the estate from a man who loved Southwest Radio Ministries and wanted to help us to invest into some ministry projects. And so we took those funds that he left the ministry and invested that as a channel of God's blessings to us into Bible teaching projects. We hired a professional film crew and took several Bible teachers, myself, Pastor Larry, several of our other team members to go to Israel and film several different Bible teaching projects. We didn't use any funds that came into the general fund for Southwest Radio Ministries or anything like that. It was just the money that was donated through this individual to help us advance the kingdom of God in this manner. And so we need some extra funds to help this be launched in the proper way. We hired a professional film crew. We've hired a professional editor who has decades of experience in this field of work. So we want it to be the absolute best that it can be. We still need some extra funds to help us reach the finish line and to help launch it into proper channels in the right way. Pastor Larry, could you tell us a little bit about the project that you filmed while you were there in Israel? How many episodes was it? What was the subject matter of that video series?
Yes, I did 12 segments on the Abrahamic Covenant. And out of those segments, actually, I am writing a book. And you know about the book. It was a very exciting opportunity to be there. And I think just by being there, talking to some of the people, and then especially in view of what has happened on October the 7th and following, this whole thing has come together in my mind, and I see how important the Abrahamic Covenant is. So I see nothing but good coming out of that. It was very hot, as you remember. Oklahoma is very hot, but we have a lot of wind. They didn't have any wind in Israel or Jordan. But we worked hard. We worked together. We have a wonderful film crew.
We got a second special project that we're working on that we're so excited about. We're stepping out by faith to construct a new TV studio to produce a lot of quality Bible content. And we're excited to produce a wide variety of Christian video programs. And we're going to be able to bring back the Prophecy and the News show and so much more. And beyond just building a new studio, there's going to be ongoing expenses for this kind of endeavor as we're expanding into this avenue of ministry more and more and more as we lean into this over the coming months and years ahead until the Lord calls us home to be with Him. So we're asking people to prayerfully consider how they can be a part of what God is building through Southwest Radio Ministries. And I've got some good news. This is an answered prayer that we have recently seen. We had a special gift come in from a friend of SWRC, and we were able to purchase all the equipment we needed for our new video podcast studio in Tennessee, which means that we can create a lot more content soon. We've got several new podcasts that are being planned to launch as soon as the studio is finished. And so in 2024, we'll be telling you more about new shows that we have, new ways that you can listen, new ways that you can connect with us, new ways that you can find our content. We've got so much exciting things happening at Southwest Radio Ministries, and friends, we're just asking you to prayerfully consider what you can do to partner with us. I think in 2024 is going to hold a special year for SWRC. 2024 is really a pivotal year for our country. We've got a special presidential election coming up. There's so much happening in 2024 across the world. But we're excited what God's doing in our neck of the woods, as it were, and the opportunities that we have for Southwest Radio Ministries in this new year as God tarries and as He provides the funds, the resources, the opportunities to do so. We've got new books planned, new podcasts, new shows, continuing this Watchman on the Wall radio program and expanding it according to the Lord's direction. God has been so good to us. So friends, we just ask you to partner with us during this time of gleanings that we're kicking off today. Again, our phone number is 1-800-652-1144, and you can visit us online at swrc.com.
Thank you very much, Brother Josh, Brother Larry. The gleanings will go on through the end of the year, and we're asking you if you want your gift to count in the year 2023, that you please make sure that your gift is either given by or postmarked by the last day of the year. That's important. The IRS has a cutoff time there and says December 31st is the last day of the year, so that's the last day you can receive a receipt for that year. And we remind you of that just simply to caution you that if you want your gift to count in 2023, please make your gleaning gift to the work of Southwest Radio Church prior to the end of the year. And that's a simple thing to do, but some people, unfortunately, I've had them call me, they call and say, well, you know, I forgot to send the gift until the week after or 2 weeks after. And they say, can you redate it? Can you redate my receipt? Well, that would not be proper. And the answer is no, we can't. But we encourage you just to give in time and on time, and that would be very beneficial. This time of gleanings is an exceptional time. And as Brother Josh has told you about some of what's going on, we've got lots of other things going on. We have seen such growth in the ministry in this year because God has blessed and God's people have given to the work. I rejoice in hearing that the money's come in for the equipment that we're buying, for the video podcasting and the things going on there. Fantastic. Praise God. I'm excited, and I know Brother Larry and Brother Josh are both excited as well. I can tell when I look at their face and see them smile. I know that God is at work. Well, gentlemen, what else do you want to add before we have to leave?
Well, I wanted to add something that I believe is really important. You know, a lot of people say, well, we have conservative media. Why do we need Christian media? Well, I'm not against conservative media. I'm not saying that. But conservative ideas work. I love conservative talk, but Christian media goes far beyond good ideas. My calling is not just to defend and support good ideas. I like the old Presbyterian catechism. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's my focus. Now, for me, for example, parental rights is not just a good idea. For the Christian, our kids belong to God. We believe that. We've been entrusted by God with our kids. So faithfulness to God involves us in raising our kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, let's be realistic. The world is after our kids. I remember back in September of 1993, the Hamilton Square Baptist Church in San Francisco, California, scheduled a special speaker, Lou Sheldon, chairman of the Traditional Values Coalition. Sheldon was an outspoken critic of the homosexual agenda. Well, When he was about to speak, a homosexual mob was outside the church. They broke windows. They threatened people who were going to the service. And guess what the crowd was shouting? We want your kids. We want your kids. So this is a real concern for every Christian. And you know, conservatives sometimes waffle on things that Christians consider non-negotiable. Support for Israel, I think that's very important. The sanctity of human life and the absolute necessity of faith in Jesus Christ is the only way. So I can think of some good conservative organizations that do not see Israel in terms of the Abrahamic covenant, nor are they rock solid in their opposition to abortion on demand. They support American exceptionalism, that's great. They see the dangers of global government. They make a good scientific case against the mRNA vaccines and have done their homework on climate hysteria. I certainly appreciate all of that. But one organization in particular, and it's a very well-known conservative organization, I don't want to name it out of respect for their good work, that organization is very weak on heralding the unique identity of Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only way. Now, gentlemen, you know this is not a negotiable with me or you or anybody who is a Christian. So, yeah, I'm not against conservative talk radio and so forth, but we need Christian media. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're providing our listeners with facts, with truths that they can use in a discussion against somebody who's radically left or woke or whatever. But we also teach them the truth, the marvelous truth of the blessed Word of God. I think that's so important. You won't find that in conservative media.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brother Larry. In a book that I penned some years ago about the Fairness Doctrine and the First Amendment, I made it plain that it was Christian pastors who were the ones that were being attacked by the FCC when the Fairness Doctrine was being levied at folks. It was not conservative media, it was Christian media that was being attacked. And that's exactly what the devil continues to do. Give us something that's good and we'll not worry about the best. Well, we better be concerned about the best. And the best is Christian media. Such as we have here with the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. It's important to tell the truth and make sure that folks are listening. And we have to do it in a way that's winsome, but we have to do it. If we don't do it, we're not doing what God has called us to do.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Hill. I agree with that. And one of the things, the differences between conservative talk, and we're not bashing conservative talk radio or anything like that, but just to show the distinction, a lot of times the only solution they can offer is get angry, get mad, get upset, call your representative, or build your bunker, get everything you need and throw it in there. But with us, especially with our view of Bible prophecy, we understand what the back of the book says, so to speak. We understand what Scripture tells us and where the solution is and what the solution is. We don't have to respond with fear and anger and all these things. We have the truth of God's Word, and we respond and we stand firmly upon that. We rest in our Lord. We trust in Him. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do in this new year as it unfolds. We know that, as we say around here at Watchmen on the Wall, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
And prayer changes things. It's not just a slogan. We take that to heart. And we are prayerfully seeking the Lord and what He may want to accomplish through Gleanings, as all of us partner together to get the good news of Jesus Christ out, to go to Pastor Larry's point, as far and as wide as we possibly can while we still have the opportunity to do so.
Since God is still on the throne and prayer changes things, I want to pause for prayer right now before this part of the program ends. Let's pray. Would you join with me? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to serve you. Thank you for the opportunities we have to learn more about you and to love you more. Help us to be that Christian, that follower of Jesus Christ that we should be. And help us here at Southwest Radio Church Ministries to do the work that you've called us to do and to work hard. Help us, Lord, to have an understanding of what you want us to do and how you want us to do it. Help us to be faithful in your service. And we pray for our listeners that you would provide for them, that you would heal their hurts, and that you would bring them closer to Jesus Christ, and that they would work as you would have them to work, that they would listen as you would have them to listen, and you would give them the blessings that you've promised, that the life that they live might be an abundant life. And that's for us as well, I pray. And Lord, I pray that you would touch the hearts of our listeners and help us in this time of gleanings, that we might see the treasury at the right level, that we can do the work that we've been called to do. And we thank you for that. For those who are hurting now, those who are bereaved, those that have problems in their family, in their own lives, those that are waiting for God to do something special for them, Lord, I pray that you would give them those blessings that they need, and that you would use them for your honor and glory. And I thank you, Father, for your doing that. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Gleanings is upon us, my friends. A special time of giving to the ongoing work and outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries. Your year-end gift will impact lives around the world. Your tax-deductible gift can be given by phone, online, or through the mail. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Our web address is swrc.com. Click on the Support SWRC button at the top right of the homepage. You may also mail your gift to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. One more time, Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Thank you for your support. Tomorrow, Greg Patton and Ken Copley will help equip you to be a victor in the invisible war on the saints. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.